This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 180 for Thursday, December 8th. Ice canola futures are seeing gains in the front months on Thursday, while the deferred positions move lower. With the final settlement, the January canola contract adds $11.60 at $875.20 per ton, and the more heavily traded March contract tacks on $8.70 at $861.10 per ton. A trader says there's new crop hedging going on with tightness in the January position. He adds that the shorts are scrambling and that canola spreads are becoming more narrow. Support for canola is coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. Malaysian palm oil is attempting to recover from earlier losses. Global crude oil prices are slightly lower, adding some pressure to vegetable oils. Canola crush margins continue to moderate, taking a little bit of support away from the oilseed. The Canadian dollar is higher on Thursday, with the loonie at 73.61 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 73.31. The United States Department of Agriculture says there are two private sales of current crop soybeans. One is for 118,000 tons to China, and the other one is for a whopping 718,000 tons to unknown destinations. The USDA released its export sales report, and for the week ending December 1st, current crop soybean sales are nearly 1.72 million tons, surpassing trade expectations. Soy meal sales are around 226,000 tons, and soy oil sales are 500 tons. Export sales of current crop U.S. corn are just short of 692,000 tons, and wheat sales tally 190,000 tons. Both are within market expectations. CONAB lowers its call on Brazil's corn production to 125.8 million tons, and it trims its estimate on the country's soybeans to 153.5 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The January contract rises 14 cents at $14.86 per bushel. January soy oil adds more than 3/10 of a cent at 61.31 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal advances $7.40 at $466.40 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Thursday as the March contract bumps up a penny at $6.42.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its March contract losing 3 cents at $3.30. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March down 3 cents at $7.46. Kansas City March loses 4 cents at $8.45. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March gains 9 cents at $9.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, December 8th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.